Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. So we see here deliverance. Throughout this psalmist here that we done read, we see deliverance. And why do we see deliverance? Because we have confidence in God. And I'm telling you, friends, today, if you have confidence in God, you will receive deliverance. Though the waters, talked about the waters being afflictions, though they may be many, they may be a snare to you. Amen. They laid on you for you to escape. But look at what happened again in verse 8. Look at the deliverance here. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And where is our help? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, the creator of all things. And that's where our help is at. And friends, I tell you today, if you believe that in the word of God, your afflictions will not prolong. It's just there for a moment to form us, to make us better than who we are and where we are today. It grows us, it matures us. How many of you believe that you're better today? Or are you going backwards? Friends, if you're going backwards, I'm telling you, if you're going backwards today, then you don't believe that God is a God of battle. Your confidence is not in God. Your confidence is in things of this world. Your wealth, your riches, you believe that if you could seek the world, that the world would provide you wealth and riches. I tell you today, friends, that our goal as a Christian is to seek death. Because every day we're dying. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Why should we seek death? Because God said so. Yeah. For us to seek death. If not, the things of this world will swallow us up. But I want to pay close attention here to verse 4 in the same psalmist. But there is something in here that I want you to see, talking about the waves of affliction. Then I'm going to have you turn to Isaiah. But I want you to see something quickly. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The afflictions have overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. And who made you? God made you. And God made you into his image for you to be able to know that he is a God of battle. Exodus 14 and 14 said that God is a God of battles. Let's look at that quickly. Then I'm going to have you go to Isaiah. But I want you to see that God is a God of battles. And you're going to have scoffers. You're going to have indifferences. You're going to have those that contempt you, those that disapprove of you. But don't worry about them. Amen. You continue to seek God. Submit yourselves to God. Praise the Lord. Are you with me today? Isaiah. Exodus 14 and 14, quickly. Believing in God makes a huge difference in your life. Putting your trust in the Lord.